Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, this is The Diary. This is your host, Stacey and Ray.
Hey.
Coming out of SAC on Sunday, June the 13th, 3 o'clock, every Sunday from 3 to 4. And today on The Diary, we will be discussing the messed up stuff single moms do to further mess up their already messed up sons. And then as a precursor to the 4th of July, we're going to talk about Blacks in the Revolutionary War and give a little history about our role prior to and in and after. So we'll be doing that for a couple of weeks. And, you know, basically, you know, that is it. We're having a 4th of July, Sunday happens to be, or 4th of July happens to fall on a Sunday. So we are having our Sunday show here at the house as live as possible. And we're going to videotape as much as possible and put it on our website, www.aaasm.org, where you can go find out what we're doing. Also, if you want to call in today, and I'm trying to do everything right, you call in at 917-889-9946. And we'd love to hear about what you have to say, what you think. People are listening to us, but I'm awfully afraid they listen after the fact. They don't listen before because I haven't shown you yet, but last week we had tons of people, and there are tons more people listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I put up a little thank you to all our listeners because a lot of people are listening, which makes me think that what we are saying is interesting and maybe hopefully funny and relevant. And, you know, a lot of black people put stuff on, you know, spamming and acting like ignorant fools, you know, and that's funny, right? That's funny. I mean, I like watching Tyler Perry stuff. I mean, that makes me laugh. But it's not the representation of black people that I like to see.
Mm.
So I hope our show is a representation of black people that black people want to see. And what that means to me is feeling proud about who we are, getting some education just on a general level, and enjoying life. I believe black people in this country would deal the pretty much short end of the stick, but you don't even realize it because we're just so used to it. But we try to spit some game and some knowledge and all that good stuff to help our people prosper. And I changed my picture. You don't even know. I changed my picture to my, and I came for the life of me, I don't know how old I was, but I changed the picture to that little nappy-headed baby picture of me.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
With the big cheesy grin.
That. Yeah.
You know, and that's little baby steak.
Okay.
Okay, so I changed
why
that.
Why can't I have both of them?
Why can't I have both? You can't. You can only have one.
Uh-huh.
So the swagger, and that's me today, swagger, the swag baby face, that's down. Little baby face is up when I was
okay.
Fly. I was just fly back then. Now I'm swag.
I see.
There's a difference.
You were fly, now you're swag.
Swag.
Gotcha.
All right. So that's who that is. That's not my little brother, although I think I was wearing my brother's shirt. But that's
me. Down. It's always good.
Of course. Yeah. My brother I love, Kevin. My nigga. Anyway, so all this weekend I listened to music, and I swear, Rhapsody, you need to pay me to promote you because for $12, I gave you everything so you can use my Rhapsody. Have you used it yet?
I had Kelsey put it on the one on the in the living room so we could listen to
it. Exactly.
Yeah,
get some good speakers on your computer. I listened to the Carpenters all this week. You like? You know, you like Carpenters?
Yes, the Carpenters.
Oh, my God. And it just made me
classic
think that picture, I think I was singing those songs because all this morning I woke up singing. My neighbors were probably like, why is she singing? They had the shit. You know, that
yes.
was music.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, that is music. And, you know, we have to teach our kids that this stuff that's going out there right now, it's
not music.
It may be music, but you need to have music history.
Right.
You know, and my dad was a musician, so I'm very blessed in that sense because, yeah, when I was that age, about 5 or 6,
mm-hmm.
no more than 8 years old, this album I was listening to came out in 72, and I was 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I know those songs backwards and forwards and left and right. And all of them were just about loving people and goodness and,
yep.
and love was like, you know, I mean, a good thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Oh my God, it's beautiful. So I listen to that, and that's just been on my mind. So, but we have music. We have three new songs. One, we went back to the bass theme, so we got Power Tower. We're going to play that. Smooth Sunset, that's another one, and Trance Groove, all three good songs.
Wow, okay.
So, yep, so this is The Diary, and I love music, so a big part of our show is always going to be, you know, around music because, you know, music makes you feel good, and I think personally, you know, and it's my personal opinion,
mm-hmm.
in order to succeed in life, in order to get the things that you want in life, you have to maintain a inner feeling of goodness, and music automatically does that.
Yes,
you know,
true.
They say, look at it, or they say, well, I happen to follow The Secret, but part of that says that look at, you know, something you, did you say, ooh?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
Nothing. Go ahead.
You haven't even watched it. Have you watched it?
Watched it?
The Secret.
I read the...
Have you watched the DVD, The Secret? I haven't even read it.
I don't want to watch that. I've read his...
What, so what about it don't you like?
The ones that they put to introduce...
It's a woman I'm talking about. It's no guy.
Well, two.
Well, I'm talking about the woman.
There's two, but they're both the same kind of thing.
No.
Yeah, I've reviewed them both. I don't like them.
Have you watched the DVD, yes or no?
No, I
okay,
didn't watch
well, don't
to.
Say... You, see,
that's like saying,
that's ignorance to say I don't like something I've never seen.
I've read the.
That's racism that, against The Secret. I got you.
No, I'll explain that better to you. I didn't want to interrupt what you're saying.
You did no. You did interrupt me by saying ew.
I said my breath. Nobody would have heard that on the.
Oh, what do you mean? I heard it. You know what? I'm on the top of the world looking. You know that song?
Yes, of course.
Sing it with me. You going to
no,
sing a song with me?
I don't sing.
Sing a song. You know that song. Okay.
I know them all.
Will you sing that with me?
I can't sing. I won't.
What, can you sing the la 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 part?
Yeah.
Come on. Just anybody can sing la la la. I'll sing the rest. And when I point to you, sing the la 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 part. La 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 la. You can sing that.
I don't want to.
Come on.
I don't
put down the cup with the straw in it. And
I'll
come on.
That.
One, two, three. Come on. Just show me you can do it. La 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 la. You can sing.
You're wasting airtime.
No, I'm feeling it. This part of the show. I told you we got a surprise. Come on, sing the song. When I point to you, just say la 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 la. I'm singing the rest of the song myself.
I don't have enough even tonality.
Okay, tonality. Is that even a word?
Yeah, in music it is.
Okay. Music major will sing la 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 la. Even a kid can sing that.
I can't.
Come on, just try if you love me.
No, I'm a speaker, not a singer.
Sing a song.
Yay.
Make it. Come on, you gotta sing the la 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 part, and then I'll sing the rest.
No.
You're a drag. Anyway, this is The Diary where Lorraine is a drag because she can't sing la la la. La 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 la. Come on. Everybody can sing that. Okay, even Elijah was singing it. Come on now.
You probably can sing.
All right, so today we're going to talk about, once again, the bad things that mothers do to screw up their sons, and I'm trying desperately not to do it. But you know what? I really think because I always put my best foot forward for all my kids, I was blessed in the fact when I couldn't take care of my boys, their dad was there, good or bad, but that's where they should be. If they can't be with their mom, they need to be with their dad. Those two people brought them together. Those two people are ultimately responsible. So we're going to talk about the screwed up things and the letter, the email that I blog, that's on my blog, and what it's all about. And what black females, if you have sons, and we're not talking about you because you only got a daughter, so don't jump in and say some crazy shit to me today.
Okay.
Thank you. La, 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 la. Come on, sing that.
Nope.
You won't do it? All right, so this is The Diary where Lorraine will not sing with me. So we're going to play our first song. When we come back, we're going to talk about this blog. We're going to talk about crazy stuff, and I'm crazy. And the first thing we'll play is Power Tower, because that's me. Power, baby. Power. That means you strong. La, 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 la.
Right
la,
on.
La. Okay, so we're going to play that now. Power Tower, this is The Diary coming out of SAC every Sunday, 3 to 4. And we loving stuff. We loving each other. And we're going to play Power Tower.
Power, power.
baby.
You like that? I like
la,
that.
La, 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 la.
All right. That was the shit.
That's very cool.
That's very cool. Power Tower. All right. So this is the diary. We come out of SAC every Sunday from 3 to 4. We've been doing this now 6 months. We started the 13th of December.
Wow, that's good.
So we've been good. We've been doing good, and we intend to continue and hopefully take it bigger and farther and faster and wider than this, because we trying to help our peoples. Whether you are black or poor, it's pretty much the same. You get treated like shit. So the diary is about helping people, and really it's about everything that's on my mind and all my desires to help people. That's why I named it the diary, because I think about it all the time. And it's like, yeah, you're just a big weirdo. And my daughter said, Mom, you just like helping people. That's okay. So I'm like, okay. But, you know, I got to learn how to do it and not feel bad when I get screwed over or misconceived. Or
that's always going to happen.
You know,
being human about it is, you know, when things go wrong, you feel bad.
Then I have to sing. La, 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 la. La 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 la. Is that good? You don't like
okay.
that song.
No, I do like the song.
You have to sing it with me.
I cannot sing. These
you're
people
what?
Do not want me to sing. They will turn
I
your
figure,
radio show off.
You know.
Rather than hear me.
What? When you wake up in the morning, you're going to be singing.
Like animal. It's horrible.
You're going to be singing. La 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 la. La
and
la,
I'm by
la,
myself
la, la.
In my shower in my room.
Oh, it sounds so much better in the shower. Oh, my God.
Everybody can sound good in the shower.
Why do birds?
See?
Come on.
No, that's hard.
Every time you want me.
See, the problem is not with you singing, so that's okay.
Oh, see.
It's with me singing.
La, 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 la. You can't even do that.
Okay, I can't even do that.
All right, here we go.
Damage.
Let's talk, speaking of broken, black men, you broken. So it'll take a black woman to get your shit together, but it's all good. Because that's what I love about my relationship with my boys. I was not meant to be anybody's wife, but I was definitely meant to be somebody's mom.
Okay.
You know, 100%. And I was thinking when I was praying this morning, my kids saved my life. You know, they really did, because I say that because they taught me compassion. They taught me the true meaning of love. They taught me sacrifice. They taught me dedication, you know, to them and to myself. Because I had to be the best that I could be because, what, I had to come up with two incomes, basically.
Right.
You know, I mean, I really did. And I wanted to have my kids grow up with it. They didn't feel any different because their mom was single.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, oh, right, single mom, oh, you're bad, you're poor, you're, and 90% are. You know, but I didn't want my kids to grow up with that, so I worked my ass off, and I was successful. Put it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, on the other hand, you know, I had two boys. So, yeah, and I'm not a man, so I don't know everything that I needed to know to raise my boys, but I did a damn good job, and everybody says that I did.
Right.
You know, but it takes dedication to these boys. It takes thinking about what they may need.
Uh-huh.
And how many times when Freddie, my oldest son, was 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, you know, 14, in those ages where he, junior high school, where he was just lost. And what do I do to help him? I don't know what to do to help him.
What did you do? Did you find him?
I prayed. No, because there's none around that want to spend 5 minutes.
Really?
With a black boy, there's none around.
Really?
You know?
So you
really can put him in the Boy Scout. They don't want to be in the Boy Scouts. There's no black men they can relate to.
Right. Exactly.
You know, there are no black men that are out there that are stepping up and saying, "I'm going to relate to you, young black man." It's just not. Whether it be their father or anybody else.
And a couple of years later, did you find the same to be true for Chris?
Same thing.
Really?
Same thing.
So it's like an always
thing. And the good thing about it, all grown up, and I was always so worried about it, that Freddie and Chris never seemed close, you know, as brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Chris was always his own person. He was always to himself. He was me and don't mess with me stuff, and I'm this way, and you guys are just losers, and you're that way, and I don't talk to Freddie because I just don't. But something happened as they grew up. They became very close. You know, Freddie was really close to Jesse, which he still is to this day.
Uh-huh.
You know, and Chris was more like
to Jesse was more like a mother figure to
right.
To this day.
There was a big
bigger gap. You know, and they're close, and I taught them to be close. They're the Three Musketeers. You know, and they're going through transition right now because they are all adults. So,
going on.
And their hormones are just raging, but they love each other, and that's always been the basis of everything. From the day that I, but you know, regardless of the fact that Jesse and my boys have two different dads, you know, I had Jesse there. I got married and had the two boys.
Uh-huh.
I've never made the distinction. They've never made the distinction.
Right.
It's always been you came out of mom, so it really doesn't make a difference.
Right.
Whether we had two dads, Jesse respectfully calls that sorry motherfucker her daddy because she was only a year and a half when I married Freddie and had Freddie and Chris. So she respectfully, quote, respectfully calls their dad dad, although Jesse has her own dad that she has a relationship with.
Okay.
You know, that she looked just like and everything else. You know what I'm saying? But I had to become what I had to become to raise my son. You know, I had to become the mom that, no, you might get a little bigger than me, but I will beat your motherfucking ass. You're not going to control me. I'm your mama.
And
you know?
And you felt like it took a different,
it took
type a different kind of
woman
than
it,
that it did.
Oh, yeah. When I was
just
their mom and it was me and their dad rolling around Disneyland.
Right.
And, you know, and he was there and I was there.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was just me rolling around. Well, now we want to go somewhere. Mom got to drive the RV. Mom got to learn how to dump a dump tank. Mom got to learn how to show me how to do this. Mom got to learn what to do when I run away five motherfucking times in 6 days.
Wow.
Mom got to come out there in the middle of the street when she finds me, drag me in the car, and find my pocket full of fucking condoms. At 13 years old, Freddie, Posey, my son. But at least, no, they know my kids. Ain't we all in there on the internet.
Okay.
And my shit, just fuck it up. Say, hey, you know you do this, you out there.
All right.
You know, there's pictures everywhere. Ain't nobody going to fuck with me or mine. They know better, and we forget. It's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. But I believe to where I'm bold enough, that's why I got fired. Because I'm bold enough to be me.
Okay.
And that includes my kids. You know, some people are put out there, like a whole lot of people that were put out there to do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't worried about nobody on this motherfucking earth.
So a statement you'd be making would be that in order to mother boys,
you have to
shift the way that you are.
To do the job.
To think like a man.
Because you're not a man, so you're not going
to
think like a man. And you're and you don't want to think like a man because you want to teach this young man from a woman's perspective what a woman desires.
Yeah,
and a woman did, you know, I thought it was your dad. And I didn't fuck all that. Don't say bad stuff about their dad. No. Because they need to know what their dad did wrong. That's wrong. You know, and like I went out there and did all the shit. If I went out there and did all the crooked old, dirty old shit that their dad did, then it'd be on me. But no, he did it.
Right.
Well, I was doing my thing being a wife and a fucking mother.
Mm-hmm.
So, and on the other hand of that, on the daddy's end, you know, everybody on daddy's end got something to say about Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I raised two gems, motherfucker. These kids you got 2 months ago? They ain't thugs. They are scholars. One of them graduated from high school already, and he a star in Sacramento because he ain't got a felony. You know, the other little one just got a big-ass mouth like his mama, but he's a tough little motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Stars, not thugs, gentlemen. Everybody, anybody that has ever said anything about my boys have always said in respect, they are the not, even when they were jumping the fucking fence to get in, all they had to say was, Stacy's son. Oh, okay, babe.
Yeah.
You know, next time, and you know, just, you know.
No, there's all.
We know that, you know.
Yeah.
So it takes a special, and I'm not the
and
mama.
That they're strong.
They're strong. They're not mama's boys.
Strong and opinionated and real men, but they're dolls.
They're not mama's boys. They not mama's boys.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And they not sitting up in here at my house not doing shit.
Right.
That's when we drew the fucking line.
Because
that's what had to be done.
Uh-huh.
So that's what black mothers need to do. All mothers. But my biggest concern about these little black boys out here and dealing with Brian, as I've dealt with him this week, Brian put me out on some stuff, showed that he was willing to go the extra mile and not get nothing.
Right.
That's why I like Brian. I met Brian months ago, and Brian was willing to volunteer and help for me and never asked me for anything. You know, and that's the kind of person I like, because that's
right.
the kind of person that I am. I will do for you 10,000 times and don't ask you to do for me once. And that's, when I see that in somebody else, I love it. So me and Brian began, and the reason why we met, because his brother originally was healthy. His brother just said, fuck it, he ain't helping. The mama said, Brian, this other one, Bell and I, go help Stacy because, you know, I don't want to look bad if y'all don't show up. Brian didn't know me from anybody
mm-hmm.
on top of it. Brian showed up. We hit it just like that. We clicked just like that, and that was months ago. Well, he started a different little program and was starting an apprenticeship program to learn how to do green energy, and I guess through the months we were separated, him and his mom fell out.
Mm-hmm.
His mom threw him out the house. He was being really bad off. He lost a lot of weight and blah, blah, blah. And I thought as soon as I could get him a job, always in the back of my mind, I was going to get it for him first.
Uh-huh.
I was going to give him help the way that he
yeah.
helped me.
Uh-huh.
So time came where I could get him a job. So I called last week and I emailed his mom. I said, job for Brian. Have him call me and gave him a number. That's all I put. Well, Brian called me. Stacy, thank you. Please call me back. Please call me back. This was last Sunday.
Okay.
Please call me back. So I tried. We kept missing each other all day. I was either on the phone and he doesn't have a phone. So, and then finally we spoke and he came over and this was like Monday, Tuesday. And we talked and he said, yeah, my mom threw me out. And, it's a serious conversation. But, you know, long story short, you know, he has issues. He has problems.
Mm-hmm.
He has two sons. You know, and they both grown.
Yeah.
Brian's 25, this other one is 20. You know, and having a good, deep conversation with Brian is basically, you know, like a lot of mothers do. You know, it's like they don't have a man or something. So they get on their son like it's their man or something. Or they, I don't understand what it is. But basically what it was is his big mouth got him thrown out. Because basically his mouth got him thrown out of here 24 hours later after he showed up. Because, you know, they have issues where they have to, and raising two young men, I understand it, you know, because all of they've only been raised by women.
Uh-huh.
And in their thug-ass world out there in the street, you don't let a woman tell you what to do, whether it's your mother or whatever.
They're having a hard time creating some kind of balance between what they portray outside
and what they need, because what they really need is that mother, you need that roof. He even came here talking crazy. And I told him when he walked in the door, I said, well, you know, I threw Freddie and Chris out. They live with their daddy. So it ain't no thing to throw your ass out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting you know that I'll help you for a minute. And then I found out, and this is how it started, I found out he was getting some amount of money, and he was like, hey, I'll give you this amount, and I'm going to get some shoes, and I'm going to get this, and he was supposed to come on the show and talk to me. See, and that's how unstable these black men are.
Yeah.
They make commitments, but they can't keep it because they get so caught up in all the bullshit out there in the world,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have five people telling them what to do. That's right. And then on top of it, when your own fucking mother plays sides against you and your brother, instead of, in my case, teach them to have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she pitched the
brothers.
Yeah.
So the younger brother's still living there. And then I'm talking to Brian one-on-one. Over time, the younger one got drunk one day years ago and cracked her in her motherfucking face. But she never did anything.
Oh, wow.
She never did anything. And he still got that nature to him today, the younger one, that's living in the house today.
Oh.
But Brian's only problem is that Brian can't shut his motherfucking mouth. Brian's never hit her. Never been disrespectful.
Right.
Just can't shut his mouth.
About what?
About just anything.
Everything.
He's trying to say he can, but he ain't got a
right.
You know, just
right.
That's what they all do.
Did anything ever come of his training that he was taking?
So he's still in school, but they keep him in school from 7 to 3. And I don't know. It's like, well, why can't you on the second stage? How come you ain't get a job? And then that's another part of it. The government sets up these programs. Okay, green technology. We get all these guys that with felonies or whatever. And then they got to go on their own and get a job.
There's no.
No. And they get a raggedy-ass $1,300 grant for going.
That's ridiculous.
And for a black man, it's really ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Because there's a 30% unemployment rate. And I don't give a fuck what training you went in, felon, for 6 weeks. I'm not hiring you over a little
mm-hmm.
Billy Bob that don't have shit. They don't help them. Somebody's getting helped, but it's not them.
Right.
And then all their whole day is taken from them. You know,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
From seven to three, it's all taken from somebody they ain't used to working anyway. So, you know, at 3-0-1, he out getting his drink on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody's thinking about these boys from that fucking perspective.
And young guys that age have that short attention span.
Right,
anyway.
Because they don't have no direction. And when I'm sitting here just talking to him, I said, you know what? You have to make a plan. And I'm showing, and I'm showing him my board. I said, look at the board. You see, it says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
I said, you see what it says? I said, that's a plan. What's your fucking plan?
Well, I got a plan. I told you I would.
I'm like, no, you don't. I said, until you get a plan. And then he get mad. He automatically gets defensive, but that's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then when your mother, on top of it, picks sides and lets the motherfucker that cracks her in the face stay at the house.
And she kicks you out.
And kicks you out.
Being kind of.
And since I left him, he's bought him a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
He just didn't know where to put his energy. That's what they is. They don't know where to put
Wait. And since he's been gone, he's also been in a mental institution.
Oh.
His mother had him institutionalized. And now he's taking some kind of medication.
Oh, no, no.
No, no, it's right. So I emailed
that bitch.
I said, what the fuck is your problem? I said, what is your problem? And I'm going to email, I'm going to read this because it's on the blog page, and I hope I don't fuck this up.
Okay.
You know, I mean, with the shit we do to fuck up our sons, that's, I mean, all the shit in the world. You know, they may need something, but they don't need that. You know what I mean? They don't need that. Let me make sure I'm going to the right. You know, and I had to email, and he's like, oh, please. He said, Stacey, the police going to be at your house. I'm like, for what? You didn't say, first of all, you a bro.
Oh, my God. I didn't feel like, I was like,
you know, but you can't do that because everybody has done that.
I know that, but.
You can't do it. I can't
do it. You wouldn't let your own son.
But see, that's the whole point. It wouldn't be my son.
Right. No,
okay,
that's
so.
True. Okay,
my son's with their daddy.
Touche, you're right.
Okay?
Okay, I get it.
All right, so here we go. Like, here's the email that just went out yesterday. As I'm sitting here taking your oldest son's clothes out of my dryer, I'm wondering why. My own son now live with their dad. 2+ months now, which is exactly where they should be as men. There is no way in hell another woman, and for sure no other mother, other than my son's wife, would be giving my son life advice. Stop treating them different. They will hate you and disrespect you in the long run. Have a conversation with both of them, and most of all, teach them to love each other and to have each other's back. They both have serious problems, and if anyone will or can help them, it should and it will be you. But you can't help them if you not right. And Brian asked me not to say anything to you, so please don't blame him. He has a mouth that gets him in trouble, but you made the monster and cannot turn your back on either one of them. I got an email back saying, oh, I hope I can talk to you soon. Thank you for being part of the village. I wanted to email back, bitch. Don't use that white people kill Hillary Clinton shit on me, bitch. Black boys don't have a village. They don't have a fucking village.
Well, maybe that's what you meant, though.
No, you got two sons that are older than my son.
Well,
these boys are 25 and 20.
So she did things wrong. But that's great that you're there now. You're being a sort of a guide, a teacher, because
should I not be pissed off?
No, you shouldn't be, because she never had that. She never, and there are women out there that don't think the way that you think. You need to take the lead, and you're good at doing that, and show her the kind of things that are right to do. I think that's what you're doing when you write something like that you did in your blog that was instructional about the way that she should be reacting. It gives somebody insight that can't get there on their own, and that's a good thing. And then through some of the programs that you offer to people through, AASM, you could actually show them a way to do things for themselves that make them feel positive. They don't have to feel like they need to use as a crutch.
And it's crazy. It's just crazy.
She's scared.
Don't you know better than to pit them against each other?
No. She doesn't. She knows she needs to keep one.
she can't.
I mean, get a man, bitch, and let your sons be men.
She doesn't know how to do that. She's been on.
You know what?
How to do that.
But I love you wherever you at, Brian. You know you're supposed to.
Right.
And your shit's still in a bag now next to my dryer.
So come and get it.
You know, you know, I'm cooking, you know, and I was like, hey, you know, I made that boy some good. He's like, I'm just too comfortable, huh? I was like, yes. You know, yeah, he's like, yeah, this is like the headquarters. Can't nobody be here at the headquarters but you. You know, and I have such a wonderful relationship with these boys.
Good.
And not just him, you know, and it's like I love it because I can relate to them. Yeah, I'm a female.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God for Freddie and Chris because they taught me you have to relate or you will lose
me. Training ground for
you will lose me if
they
you
were
don't.
Training ground.
That's right.
For being
Freddie and
a
Chris, I know you mad at me, baby, but you know what? Ain't no place better you should be than with your dad to teach him a damn lesson, absent 16-year motherfucker, which is all good. But you got your soul, your thinking, your determination, and one of y'all got your looks dead on your mother.
It. Oh,
Christopher looks dead on me.
No, okay.
And his swag, baby.
I thought
swag.
But they both have looks. I thought
Freddie looks like his dad.
Both of them are adorable men.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But a woman's got to step up to the plate. Be what you have to be for your sons because kids are an investment. They are an investment. So whatever the fuck it takes. And at the end of that, you get paid off. I'm sitting here chilling. And my sons are in a good position, and I pray for them every day. You have to pray for them every day that they'll stay out of trouble. It don't just happen. So this is the diary, baby. I'm feeling kind of antsy, and we're going to play Smooth Move, new lick for today. You know we love you, but most of all, I love them black men because I got 6 brothers, I got 2 sons, and I even have the wonderful Mr. Elijah as a grandson, man. And we got to protect these black men, give them some fucking sense. Mothers, it's up to you. If they're going to survive, it's going to be because of you. So take a little smooth move. And this will be a little smooth sunset for all the pimp S's out there, just like me, raising them boys. You got to do what you got to do and fuck the dumb shit. Fuck that dummy, like they say. All right, we'll be back. This is the diary. That was smooth sunset, baby. Smooth, smooth. And this is a diary coming out of Sacramento, California. Every Sunday, 3 to 4. And don't forget, 4th of July, I'm going to do my best to not drop the phone in the pool or the barbecue pit. But we will have adult beverages, and we will have fireworks. Elijah will be looking cute. He already got his outfit complete with lace to look so beautiful. So we are all having fun. So don't forget to join. Just put on the shit and just listen. And we'll have a lot of good music, too. I wish I could extend it to 2 hours or something, but we'll have a lot of video. So now, let me finish up with the boys and what you got to do for the boys. And boys, a lot of fun. Plus, I had 6 brothers, so. And I was closer to my brother, so. You know, it was always natural for me to have fun with guys. And then once you know how to cook and you have sons, and then they naturally have friends. Then, you know.
Yeah.
And if you cool, you know, they're going to always want to spend the night at Freddie and Chris's house.
I see.
You know,
okay.
And Freddie and Chris, their whole young life had a 60-inch projection TV up until we got that 42-inch up of your ass, cost me too much money on the wall TV. But, you know, we always had it cool because I never wanted to lose my son. I never wanted to lose closeness to where they didn't feel that they could communicate with me.
So what did you do? So how,
just
like,
love
how did
them
you
to death.
Interact with them? Like,
you know, be tough, but be loving.
Okay.
You know, and
you
tell them what this world got for them.
And you think that's missing from what mothers do for boys?
Well, you know, from the few mothers that I know, you know that, yeah, it's missing in the space. And when Brian and I were talking, he said, that's why I love you, because you real, you just say, he's like, my mom never said that, never told me. You know, just like my boys, you know, from the day they knew who they were, you know, this country, I don't know if it's a country, but it's a fact that they want to see you either dead or in jail, and it's up to you to figure out how to not let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's sad, and you don't want to think it's true, but that's the reality of being a black American, a black man in America. That's just the grim fucking reality of it. And now it's turning out just being black in general. You know, you better not have your tags wrong. You better, because you're going to be the first motherfucker to get pulled. Nothing can be wrong. Nothing, the break that
right.
if somebody else gets,
yes.
you're not going to get it, baby.
Yes.
You're just not going to get it.
That's
so
true.
It's up to responsible parents, especially parents of black males, to school they have day one, going to kindergarten. Let them know. Let them know what to expect, especially in, say, in the neighborhood, any neighborhood. You know, there's haters, black and white, but you just got to school your kids. And the more successful, more confident kids are the kids that are schooled. Just like Freddie, he was hailed the king of Natomas when he left for San Diego because he did not have a felony. Okay, he was the king of Natomas. He ain't know it. He's like, oh, okay. You know? But in our family, we don't get felonies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I told my kids, you got uncles that never went to jail. So you're going to be the first of the line of Johnsons to be jailbird?
Right.
I don't fucking think so. Not on my mama and not on your mama. Or everybody's going to die before that happens. You know? And now they're with their dad where they should be. And if they get in trouble with him, I'm going to go down there and whoop his ass because they live with me from Christopher was one when that nigga bounced.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Chris is 18 in November.
Right.
If I get him put in jail in the penitentiary or whatever by now on my own, he better figure, you better have him all right by the time I see him the next time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's that shit. Tough
that
enough.
Has been all right. He should be whole.
You know, and when your son
fixed anything,
all that madness Freddie got should be completely gone because he was so mad at him.
Because all they needed is the reassurance by example, and time is what
right,
that.
Exactly.
And they had a nice amount of time.
I already get some superstars, and they fine.
And
so
you've
don't
been very hands off, let it go the way that it needs to so they can do
right?
it.
Everybody want to call CPS on me and cut off shit. And okay.
Oh, that's easy.
You know, it's all good. It's all good because I'm protected. That's what people don't know. When you're 100% protected, you ain't got to trip off a motherfucker.
Right.
And that's how I live. And that's how I want my people to live. And it's possible. It is totally possible to live in a state of where you know in your mind, your heart, and your soul, you totally protected, so that haters out there can't do shit to you. But it didn't just start for me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It started for me when I could no longer.
4 years.
Well, no, not even then. When there wasn't no more pages to fix, and I had to figure out what the fuck I was going to do to support my family.
It started for you before that.
You better recognize.
In order for you to be able to step into the shoes, you had to be ready yourself somewhere that that kind of thing could happen. And that's,
you know, when it started, with
when
that little picture.
That's when it started.
It started with that picture in there. You know what?
Because
I was singing la 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 la. You hate that. Look at that look on your face.
No, I wanted to ask you if we needed to transition to another subject that you wanted to cover.
Well, look, Mom, I think I can handle that.
It's not about being a mom now. It's about being
we got. It's called a revolution.
I
automatically, I got off some shit, and I'm thinking we're not on the show? Come on now. We're taking it slow.
I'm just asking. It was in a conversation.
No, that was like.
You could have said, no, Ray, I want to keep on these topics, and I want to keep on talking about what we're talking about.
You know, since you don't want to talk about whatever it was I was just talking about, we'll move on to the next topic. Oh, and you know what? We have 42 minutes, so we will move on to the next topic.
We don't have 42
minutes. I mean, we are into it, 42 minutes. All right, so revolution and how black people were involved. Let's do a little bit because I got one more song. All right, so the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, African-American participation in the revolution, and that's what we're celebrating when we celebrate the 4th of July. Do you know anything about why we celebrate? What is that? Our release from the British, right? Is that what Independence Day, right? So our beginnings, a vast majority of Africans brought to the 13 British colonies worked as agricultural labor. Many were brought to the colonies specifically for their experience in rice growing, cattle herding, and river navigation. For example, South Carolina planters grew upon the knowledge of slaves from Senegambia in West Africa to begin cultivating rice. Their first major export crop, that was the first one. So in the South, slaves grew tobacco in Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina, and rice and indigo in South Carolina and Georgia. In the North, slaves also worked on farms. African American, slave, and free also worked in a wide variety of occupations. They were household workers, sailors, preachers, accountants, music teachers, medical assistants, blacksmiths, bricklayers, and carpenters, doing virtually any work American society required. By 1750, there were nearly 240,000 people of African descent in British North America, fully 20% of the population, though they were not evenly distributed. The earliest number of African Americans lived in Virginia, Maryland, and South Carolina because large plantations with many slaves were concentrated in the South. Blacks constituted over 60% of the population of South Carolina.
Wow.
Why the fuck didn't they just take it over? Get some sticks and get the beaten in head. Why didn't they do that? Because I wasn't there.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Here we go in Virginia. 43% in Virginia and over 30% in Maryland, but only about 2% in Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. In the northern colonies, enslaved people were much more likely to work in households, having only one or a few slaves. The first African slaves brought to the English colonies arrived in Jamestown, Virginia, in 1619, they were captured in Africa and then transported across the Atlantic Ocean, and it is estimated that more than 10 million people were brought from Africa to the Americas as slaves. Virtually all colonies had a small number of free blacks, but in colonial America, only Maryland had a sizable population. Over the generations of enslavement, at least 95% of Africans in the United States lived in slavery. But even as early as 1600, some gained their freedom by buying themselves or being bought by relatives. Since slavery was inherited through the status of the mother, most blacks became free if they were born to non-slave mothers. They gained their freedom from bondage for meritorious acts or long competent labor. Now, when we come back, we're going to play our last song. When we're going to talk about the difference between slavery and indentured servitude, and I think a lot of people don't know the difference, and there was a difference, and America just went crazy on the slavery part and just made it so violent and so abhorrent that the only way they could control the slave is by becoming more and more violent. So in honor of less violent, we're going to play Trance Groove, and that's our next song.
Trance Groove.
That's what we're going to be in by the time we finish listening to the song, if I can get to what I need to get to. Are you enjoying the show, Lorraine?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you enjoying it enough to sing with me?
No.
Oh. See, in a month or so, Elijah's going to know how to sing. La, 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 la. And he's going to sing that part for me.
Great.
All right, this is the diary, baby. This is Trance Groove. We'll be back. We're going to finish up, but we've got a couple weeks on this. We love you. I love you. I always want to educate myself, and when I do so, that helps me educate other people. And she's acting like a weirdo today. I might have to, you know what, email me if you want me to get rid of Ray. No, just kidding. This is the diary where there's love, baby. Trance Groove. La la la. You every time I sing that, your mouth just freezes.
Really?
Yes. Why do you hate happiness?
I don't hate happiness.
See, you
I
have
love,
a little white.
Love happiness.
No, you don't. Those are white people. Those white people that wrote this. You don't like it?
I love that. Are you kidding? I just
your mouth turns.
You're goading me to sing. I don't want.
La 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 la.
I already told you. You sound wonderful doing it. You should do it.
Sing. Repeat after me.
No.
Can you just repeat after me?
No. I
come on.
Sing on air.
Just talk then.
An unusual punishment to our listeners.
Sing. Let the world. Let the world, come on, sing along, sing of love there could be.
Ray don't sing.
Come on.
Nope.
Sing for you and for me.
I could never do that. That's like changing tones.
Sing.
Nope.
sing us some.
You know, if you want to cover anything else,
repeat
you do
after
have
me.
On air. You're wasting.
Can you just
time.
Talk after me?
She's wasting the airtime where she should be talking to the people.
La, 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 la.
She's goading Ray into trying to sing.
La, 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 la.
Nobody would want.
You would not be welcomed at Sesame Street.
I caught, well.
Can you tell me?
No, they did things with numbers.
How to get to.
I could do the numbers.
I forgot Morgan Freeman was on the Electric freaking Company.
Are you kidding me? I always think of him.
I love the Electric Company.
He was my sister's favorite.
Our generation was like the best. We got the best of everything.
Yeah, we really did.
We got the best of everything. Like, la, 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 la. Come on.
Nope.
Sing,
can't do it. Don't you have another issue? Were you in the middle?
No, you have an issue that you won't sing with me.
You know what? My calendar says love is walking together in the rain.
Well, that's
but
lovely.
You know what last month says?
What?
Love is having a favorite song.
That's great. I can
sing. What is it? I'll sing it.
Gosh, it changes, though.
Well, then it's not your favorite.
Yeah, that's not true. It's depending on mood for me.
You know what?
Don't you like different kinds of music at different times in your life?
Oh, you know I was listening to you.
Exactly, you know.
In the end, you'll still be you.
Ooh, that's nice.
One who's done all the things you set out to do.
See?
You could sing that.
No.
Stand. Ooh.
Nope.
Come on. Stand, everybody. Come on, that's my shit.
You should be happy that you're able
to. I am, that's why I love my dad.
No, I've always wanted to be able to.
Everybody!
Sing. I can't, and I won't. Except for when I'm.
Stand.
That's when I do.
But
are you going to not talk about another topic? I know
stand.
We have, like. I
gonna... will try to push you down, or whatever they say. Mm-hmm. Whatever they say, whatever it is.
I don't know how much longer we have in the show space.
Everybody!
Making me nervous.
That's good,
huh?
That's good. I should have been in a band.
You should.
No, I am, you know.
You're so good.
I should have been a funky bass player. I'm already funky.
Well,
I should have been a funky, sexy bass player.
You could be...
Everybody!
You could be a part of a singing thing or something.
Oh, what's that called? Oh, singing
like
thing.
A choir.
You wouldn't be
of
any.
Some sort.
You
no,
wouldn't
I,
be
of
any.
Of course I wouldn't be
yeah,
any.
I wouldn't even let you in my concert.
Good.
All right, slavery and indentured servitude.
Say, I hope Stacey.
You wouldn't even come to my concert. I'd ban you from the concert.
That's fine.
Because your uncoolness. Everybody! You don't understand that.
Oh, yeah.
Stand!
Yeah,
that's my shit.
You have to be.
Okay,
to
if you're cool, if you're cool, who sang that song? If you're not black, if you don't know who sang that song, TikTok. TikTok.
Yeah, that's
TikTok,
not true. And I bet I could ask you some questions
TikTok,
that I could judge your blackness
TikTok,
on, too.
TikTok.
I don't know.
TikTok. TikTok.
I don't know.
TikTok.
I give it.
Law and the Family Stone.
Okay, very good.
Everybody.
Excellent, yes. That wasn't work.
In the end, you'll still be you.
Excellent.
One who's done all the things you set out to do. Stand. Is that some shit? Can
yes.
they sue me for singing this song?
I think because you just sing an excerpt, no.
Okay.
But I wonder how much time we have left in the show, Stacey.
Enough to talk about what you like is slavery and the indentured servitude.
Okay.
Do you like that?
Well, but if I know how long we have in the show.
We going to continue next week.
Okay.
But I thought people would love to hear my vocals.
Well, and I think they did.
You know, because I do have vocals. Me and SpongeBob. Did you know SpongeBob's vocals?
No.
You should watch.
I hate
a couple.
No.
See, you hate everything happy. La, 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 la. Yeah, you hate happy shit.
You just have a grandson. That's the only thing.
You know,
you.
I'm happy because I have a grandson.
No, no, no. No.
Yes.
There's no reason to watch SpongeBob when you're a single mother.
My grown-ass 20-year-old son almost watches SpongeBob.
A boy.
Anyway, slavery was the most extreme, just like her.
Time do we have left?
What are you in charge of time? You can't change it. We've only got 5 minutes. Our end time is 2 minutes.
Okay.
I can talk for three.
Right.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. So I have at least 3 minutes.
Okay, go.
Everybody! I had to say that one more time. All right. Slavery. was the most extreme, but not the only form of unfree labor in the British North America. In British North America, many Europeans and some Africans were held as indentured servants. Neither slaves nor indentured servants were free, but there were important differences. Slavery was involuntary and hereditary. Maybe I can get a job like Morgan Freeman if I practice. You think?
Maybe.
No, I'm making slavery sound too happy. So let me. Slavery was involuntary and hereditary. Does that sound like Morgan Freeman?
I love
Morgan Freeman. Indentured servants made contracts. No way. See, I can't even read right when I'm doing this stupid. Indentured servants make contracts, often an exchange of labor for a passage to America. They served for a limited time, commonly served 7 years, and generally received freedom dues, often land and clothing.
They
upon
have, like,
finishing,
that's good.
That's the first thing I said. Upon you irking me for time and then you mess me up. Upon finishing their indenture. Although some slaves gained freedom after a limited term, others served for life, and a second generation inherited the slave status of their mothers. Gradually, by the 18th century, colonial laws were consolidated into slave code, providing for perpetual inherited servitude for Africans who were defined as property to be bought and sold. In their day-to-day lives, slaves and servants shared similar grievances and frequently formed alliances. Advertisements seeking the return of slaves and servants who had run away together filled colonial news. When a slave named Charles escaped in 1740, the Pennsylvania Gazette reported that two white servants, a Scotchman and an Englishman, escaped with him. And that we will stop and we will continue next week. This is the diary where we love you. We love music. Although Lorraine doesn't love la 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 la, I do. I love you. Have a great week. I'm sorry I'm retarded. I'm sorry I act up. But have a wonderful week. We love you on the revolutionary stuff. And please email us, me at director@aasm.org, with any questions, problems, concerns. God bless you. And have a wonderful week. Because I was acting stupid most of the show.
No, not because of that.
Well, because of what?
Nothing. I'm just...
Stacy.
Yeah. No, because I've been sick all week. You know that. I have my little ear infection thing, and it makes you, it throws you off, so...
Okay, so it's okay that I was off on the deep end. But we were having fun, weren't we? No, I was. I don't know about you. You need to go home and go to sleep? Is that what's happening?
Not too much longer, not go to sleep, but I have.
Another drink.
I don't know.
Two drinks? Okay.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to be here for the fourth? No, you don't know yet.
Right.
You're a retard. Anyway.
Okay.
All right, so we have to listen to see how stupid I sounded singing through the phone.
You probably sounded great.
No.
I'm just about to ruin that by singing myself.
You never know. Have you ever tried?
Of course I've tried.
La, la, la,
and
la,
I've
la.
Been
anybody can do that.
By
I'm
some
sorry.
Of the most gentle, sweet
no.
people that had to honestly tell me.
Goodness.
Don't do that again, sweetheart. You're wonderful in so many other ways. Love your speaking voice. Hate the way you sing. It's fine. Everybody's not supposed to do everything.
You don't have to sound good.
Yes, I do.
What's the end of the song? What's it say? Let me see. What does it say? It even says it. What does it say?
Oh, I know. Weather.
Yeah. Don't worry, that it's not good enough for anyone
else
to hear.
Right, that's why
sing
alone.
Sing a song, make it simple.
Yes.
To last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's
not
good enough.
Right.
Oh, come on! For
anyone
right. else to hear.
That's why you sing
it. I
do, all by myself.
Hey, you sang for like a second.
Yeah. I forgot.
Don't worry then.
Because, of course, everybody wants to be able to sing.
I haven't sang for 35 years.
Yeah, but I'm sure you do all the time to your music.
Shut your mouth. Yeah.
Okay.